been here with us with Victory Outreach Milwaukee, I want to say for over 10 years. Amen. He's been faithful, he's been committed, and he's been loyal, and he's been able to stand right there to our very own pastor. And so he's going to come and share with us. So right there, help me welcome up Brother Jason Johnson as he comes up to share this beautiful Friday night.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give Jesus Christ another hand clap of praise, church. Those that's tuning in tonight, let's give him praise. For we serve a faithful God. Can I get amen, somebody? Amen. Amen. Like Pastor Felipe was saying, I've been within the ministry here for a little over 10 years now, and I'm very grateful for God's keeping power. Amen. For those that's tuned in tonight, you may not know who I am. Like you said, my name is Brother Jason Johnson. God has saved and changed my life in a tremendous and powerful way. Amen. I come from a background of drug and alcohol addiction. Amen. I was lost and bound in many ways, and through God's mercy and grace, he stepped into my life and he set me free, and here I am tonight, and I'm a product of God's grace and mercy. Amen. So for those that's tuned in tonight, if you're not saved, if you doubt, and I want to let you know that Jesus Christ is real, and he has a calling upon your life, and he also has the answers to the life's problems and troubles that we face within this world. Can I get an amen, somebody? Amen. With that said, tonight, let's get into the message this evening. Amen. I hope we all taking notes tonight. Praise the Lord. Tonight I titled this message, A Time to Recognize Jesus Through Trouble. Amen. As we all know, in the world that we're living in today, there are a lot of things taking place. A lot of trouble going on within this world. Amen. But for us that save and belong to God, we have the victory. Can I get amen, somebody? We could be happy tonight knowing that no matter what's taking place around us, amen. Like Pastor Felipe was saying, it don't matter what's taking place around us. Oh, Brother Ron, excuse me, that we can have the victory. Amen. No matter what the enemy's lying, no matter what we may see on the news and different things that's taking place, you and I have the victory. Praise the Lord. If you could turn your Bible to the book of Psalms, chapter 34. I believe this is a very important subject that we're going to be speaking about. Amen. Psalms chapter 34, starting in verse 15. While y'all turn there, I'm going to take this time to thank God for my salvation. Amen. I also want to thank God for the beautiful ministry of Victory Outreach, as well as my pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, for answering the call of God. Amen. Psalms chapter 34, I'm going to read three verses, starting in verse 15. I'm reading from the New Living Translation this evening. It may be different from what you have in front of you. Praise the Lord. The Bible reads, the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. Verse 17 reads, the Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. Not a some, not a few, but the Bible says all. Look to your neighbor and say all. Their troubles. The Bible continues reads in verse 19. The righteous person face many troubles, but the Lord comes to rescue them each time. Let's pray right there where you at. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Let's pray for tonight's message. Let's pray, Lord, we thank you for this time. And Master, I thank you once again for the opportunity, Lord God, and great privilege to share your word this morning, this evening, my God. I pray that you'll speak to me, Lord God. Let the hearts and minds of all that's here physically and logged on open to what you have to say for our lives. And I pray for this area of trouble that we grow to understand that you are still in control no matter what we may face in this troubled time, Lord God, within this world. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Everyone says, amen. Amen. Well, like I was saying tonight, I want to talk about recognizing Jesus through trouble we face in this world that we live in. Amen. As we read in that opening scripture, the Bible tells us that those that are righteous will face many trouble. Amen. And I know that may not make any sense. Amen. I don't know who you are that's logged on tonight. You may be saved for the first time, and you may be only saved for a while. You may be saved for many years. I'm not sure. But the Bible tells you and I that we will face many troubles in this world as we serve God. Amen. And it doesn't matter if we serve God or not. Trouble is going to always be around us. Amen. But how many of us are grateful that we are able to endure trouble in the things of God? Amen. The Bible promised us that God will rescue us from all our troubles when we seek his face during troubled times. Amen. There are too many Christians that's out there when troubled time comes, instead of being obedient to God's word, we do the opposite. We run from the things that we face with instead of allowing them to grow us, to draw us closer to God, and to become more powerful and effective in the things of God. Amen. The Bible did promise us that he will rescue us from all our troubles, but you and I have to do our part. Amen. We all know when it comes to God's promises, there comes a condition. Amen. And the condition is something that we have to do. Amen. And that's why it's very important that we stay living right before God. Amen. When we're all alone, when we at home, when no one's around, we got to keep our integrity. We got to keep our walk right before God. Amen. That's why we got to continue to grow in our prayer life and stay trusting in God that he's going to be in control even when trouble time comes our way. Amen. This evening, I want to talk about two points that I think is very important that we understand. The first one is dealing with trouble that comes from being obedient to God. Amen. And the second point is dealing with trouble that comes from being disobedient to God. I like to call that self-inflicted trouble. Amen. That's why it's very important that we learn how to really get a hold of God's word. You know, our leaders stress this area for a reason. You know, the word of God, it gives us direction. It gives us the mind of God for our lives. So when trouble comes, we know what to do. Amen. That's why it's also very important that we pray, that we set aside personal time daily to pray and seek the face of God, and also allow him to speak into our lives so that when trouble comes, we know what to do. Can I get an amen, somebody? The word recognize, it means to remember, own, know, admit, apprehend, acknowledge, and confess. Amen. And that word remember stands out tonight in this message to me. It's very important that we remember the word of God. You know, trouble going to come through financial ruin sometimes and physical health. Some of us may be sick and different things could take place in our lives. It's very important to remember what the word of God says. Amen. So when that trouble time comes, we can still praise the Lord. We can continue to still serve God and allow him, like the message said last Sunday, allow him to be famous in and through our lives. Praise the Lord. Let's get into the message this evening with the first point, trouble that comes from obedience. Amen. If we could turn our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 39. Amen. Very simple message, amen, but I think it's a very important message as well. Amen. Genesis chapter 39, starting in verse 6. This is the story of Joseph, amen. This is after he got the two dreams as a young child, and this after his brothers threw him into the pit. Amen. This is where Potiphar gave, put him in charge of his household. We're going to read about the trouble that Joseph faced, and we're also going to read how he responded to the troubles as well. Amen. Genesis chapter 39, starting in verse 6, the Bible reads, "So Potiphar gave Joseph complete administrative responsibility over everything he owned. With Joseph there, he didn't worry about a thing except what kind of food to eat." The Bible continues to read, "Joseph was a very and well-built, very handsome and well-built young man." Like myself, I'm very handsome as well. Come on, somebody. Praise, amen. Let's continue to read. "And Potiphar's wife soon began to look at him lustfully." Uh-oh, here comes trouble. "Come and sleep with me," she demanded. Amen. Verse 8 reads, "But Joseph refused. He says, 'Look,' he told her, 'my master trusts me with everything in his entire household. No one here has more authority than I do. He has held back nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How could I do such a wicked thing? It would be a great sin against God.'" Verse 10 reads, "She kept putting pressure on Joseph day after day." She couldn't keep her hands to herself. Amen. She wanted to get with Joseph. Amen. "But he refused to sleep with her, and he kept out of her way as much as possible." Verse 11 reads, "One day, however, no one else was around when he went in to do his work." In other words, there was an opportunity for him to do something stupid, but he kept his faith and his integrity in God. Amen. The Bible continued to read, "She came and grabbed him by his cloak, demanding, 'Come on, sleep with me.' Joseph tore himself away, but he left his cloak in her hand as he ran from the house." Amen. This is trouble taking place. Amen. Joseph, he was faithful to God, and he God was raising him up, and he became in charge of Potiphar's household and all his business dealings, amen. And Joseph was faced with trouble, amen. This trouble that he was faced with, it led him to prison, amen. And the Bible tells us that he didn't sin at all. He actually ran away from the sin, from the trouble that he faced with, but only to get into prison, amen. And that may not even make sense to us in the natural, amen, but we have to understand that God was in the midst of all that trouble that he was faced with for a reason, amen. And I have here in my notes, it says, when we are something within the trouble, it doesn't mean that we are in sin. It just simply means God wants to do something within and through our lives, amen. But it's very important that we learn to stay obedient in position just like Joseph did, amen. When he was locked up in prison, he wasn't bummed out. You know, he continued to serve God, and God was using him in a powerful way. And the Bible tells us that he was even raised up in prison, amen. So that tells me that Joseph continued to move forward, that he didn't allow the trouble that he was faced with to keep him from serving God and being faithful in God. And that's the same way you and I must respond to troubled times that come into our lives, amen. But like Joseph, you know, we all know Joseph in the beginning, he was prideful. He, as a youth, you know, God had gave him true dreams, and he boasted about it privately to his father and to his brothers. And there was issues that Joseph had in his life, amen, and God had to pull those issues out, you know. And one way I believe he did is by driving him to that trouble that he faced with the pit, being sold, and being put in prison, you know. And that's the same with us, you know. God works in mysterious ways. You know, there's times where God will place us in different situations and different places that may not seem pleasable to us. It may be uncomfortable to us, but that's where God wants us at so that he could do that work within our lives. Amen. For like my brothers that's in the home, for dudes just logged on, some of you may be in the men's home, in the women's home, wherever you at, or wherever you may find yourself this evening. It's not by coincidence that we're here. It's by the divine appointment of God. Amen. We have to learn how to see these things through the eyes of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm very grateful that God is able to use trouble now for the good. Amen. Because when I was once saved, trouble was messing me up, and it messed me up even more. Amen. Like I was saying, God will position us in the most uncomfortable place to bring forth spiritual growth within our lives. Amen. I thank God for the Victory Homes. Amen. Where the home at? Come on, somebody. Let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Come on, y'all. I'm very grateful for that place. That's right. Give him a hand clap of praise. Come on, somebody. It's there in the men's home, in the women's home, where people could get envisioned that. Come on, somebody, where God could deliver a person and set them free. Amen. And that place is sometimes not the most comfortable place to be at, but it's by far a great place for us to be. Amen. Especially what's taking place within this world. Amen. God raised a lot of our pastors that come from this, that's within our ministry, come out of the homes. Amen. People, been men that have been faithful to their position. And they grew to their place to understand that this is where God had them at. And that's the same for all of us. Wherever we find ourselves at tonight, even what trouble we may face with, remain faithful, remain in position, and allow God to grow us and to do what he desires to do within our lives. Amen. During times of trouble, it's very important we stay in position for many reasons, not just for ourselves, but for the lives that God has tied us to. Amen. A lot of us got brothers and sisters and loved ones that God wants to reach for our honor and glory. We got to keep that in the back of our mind. When times get hard, when trouble comes our way, when we get that thought to want to throw in the towel and want to quit, amen, we got to stay humble and continue to do what the Bible says and cry upon the Lord for his help, amen. And I know myself, I never threw in the towel in the world. You know, I never got that thought in the world, but not even now in Christ. It don't make no sense to. I know that God wants to use my life, and I know that he's going to use troubled times to bring forth his purposes. Amen. That's why it's very important that we have this thing called a prayer life and a reading life. Amen. Because when that trouble comes, when the enemy throws that dart in our thoughts, we are able to counterattack it using the word of God. Praise the Lord. I have here in my notes, when we're going through troubled times, instead of focusing on what we're going through, let's look to be a blessing to someone else. Amen. There's someone out there in the world right now that's going through things 10 times worse than you and I is. And you know, Pastor Felipe says a lot of our troubles is really mentally in our minds. And I really believe that. Versus the people that we see in third world countries, man, they truly suffering. There's people, man, they go to sleep at night with no clothes, hungry, suffering a great deal for the things of God. And we get to whining because we weren't able to watch TV on a Saturday, on a free day. Oh, yes, I said it. Come on, somebody. If you want to argue with someone because they may have said something wrong, when God is, we blessed beyond measure here in the United States, amen. So let's be people that look to be a blessing to someone else when trouble time comes our way. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now let's talk about the second point, which is trouble that comes from being disobedient to God. This is serious stuff because there's enough trouble in this world as it is. I know myself, I don't need to add on more trouble because of my disobedience. Amen. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 7, the fall of man. That's going to show us what happened when we are disobedient to the word of God. Genesis chapter 3, starting at verse 1, the Bible reads, "The serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals the Lord God has made. One day he asked the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from the fruit of any of the trees in the garden?' 'Of course we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden,' the woman replied. 'It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we are not allowed to eat. God said you must not eat it or touch it, or if you do, you will die.'" See, that was a command God gave them. Amen. But guess what they did? Disobeyed God's word, like a lot of us do. Come on, somebody. And they found themselves in trouble, and just like we do at times. Amen. The Bible continued to read in verse 4. "You won't die," the serpent replied to the woman. John 8:44, "The father of lies, the devil lied to him." Amen. Let's not be like them and entertain those lies. Let's continue to read. "God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it. And you will be like God, knowing both good and evil." The Bible continues to read, "The woman was convinced." In other words, she fell for the enemy's lies. "She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious. And she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it too." Amen. "At that moment," verse 7 reads, "their eyes were open and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves." Amen. In other words, they fell for the enemy's lies. Instead of being obedient to God's word, they disobeyed God's word. And as a result, sin entered the world. In other words, trouble entered the world. Amen. I have a note here. It says in my notes, it says, "When God gives you and I a command, we must learn to follow it and obey it at all costs. Even if it don't make sense, even if we don't know it or what it means at that point in time, our job at that point is to simply be obedient and not let anyone or anything talk us into disobeying God's command." Amen. A lot of us is doing that. You know, I got the great privilege to be head staff in the home. Amen. And there's times where our leader would give us a command to pray all of you. There it go again. I don't know why. It's continuing to come on down through my voice. Amen. And we don't obey that command because it may go against our understanding and our way of thinking. Amen. By this being disobedient, we miss the blessing of God he has for our lives. Amen. God gives us the opportunity to serve in the kitchen and different areas within the home. And it's a blessing and a privilege. And sometimes we take those blessings for granted. And we can't do that. That's an opportunity for us to grow. It's an opportunity for us to glorify God. It's an opportunity for us to get a hold of God and what he has for our lives so that we could go from glory to glory like he desires us to do. Amen. That's why it's very important that we be careful who we hang around. Not too long ago, we have Holy Ghost Thursdays for those out there that's tuning in. It's a thing that our region does in different regions throughout our region. We come together, we hear different ministers preach the word of God. And one of the points that one of the speakers made that we got sometimes like be selfish. Not just only in the home, but in when I walk with God. You know, we got to be careful who we hang around with. Sometimes we got to learn how to just draw ourselves away from the crowd and get a hold of God so that we become stronger men and women of God. You know, being in the home, a lot of times we're hanging around the wrong people. They're saying the wrong things and they're discouraging us, you know. And I don't mean to be talking bad about anyone, but sometimes in the home, it could be just like Eve and the serpent. You know, God gave Eve the command to obey and not to eat from that tree. And sometimes in the home, we get a command from my leader to do a certain thing and someone to come around and make fun of them and tell them to do the opposite. You know, and that's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be lifting up our brothers and sisters to encourage them and to help them grow in the things of God. You know, and it hurts me when I see that taking place. You know, because God didn't position us in the home or in the church for a reason, for just to be in the church or in the home. He wants us to grow. We're living in a world where there are a lot of things taking place. The church is the answer to the COVID-19 virus. Come on, somebody. The church is the answer. That's right. Give Jesus Christ a hand. Come on, church. Amen. You and I have the answer to this life troubles. Amen. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. But if we're not being obedient to God when trouble comes, God's not able to use us in the way he wants to use us. Amen. Disobedience brings more trouble upon our lives on top of the trouble we already face living in this world. Amen. Like I was saying, the COVID-19 virus, lack of finances. A lot of people nowadays not even working like they want to because of this virus. And a lot of things that's taking place. And people are dying and loved ones can't see them at the gravesite or the hospital. And it's a shame, amen. We already got enough trouble as it is. How much more trouble do we need? That's a question we should ask ourselves. I don't need any more trouble. I had enough trouble in this world before I got saved. Amen. I want to be a blessing. I don't want to be a curse to nobody. Amen. And we should all want to be a blessing, not a cursing. Amen. I have here in my notes, it says, disobedience keeps us from enjoying the abundant life Jesus wants us to live. Not trouble-free, but abundant living. Amen. The Bible never promises that once we get saved, our trouble will go away. No, but Jesus says that he will give us more life abundantly, amen? And that's something that we should desire to have for our lives. But we can't have that life if we're not being obedient to God's word and his command, amen? I know about you, but I want to have that life that Jesus has for me, amen? I believe all of us do. But we can't have it if we're not being obedient to God's word. Praise the Lord. So it's very important in this end time world that we're living in that we get a hold of God's word and recognize Jesus when troubled times come, amen? We should learn to see trouble as a way to make God famous. Amen. When we was in the world, we was troubled with lack of finances. Some of us didn't have a place to stay. And we stayed moving forward. We didn't let it bother us. But all of a sudden, now we come to the things of God when trouble time comes, where it may be a financial issue or a marital problem, maybe with a spouse that's cheating. And instead of us getting a hold of God and doing what God has taught us to do, we run away from the things of God and we go back to our mess. Amen. And that doesn't do us no good. Amen. That's something that I teach myself when it comes to Pastor Charlie and my leaders dealing with me. Whenever they give me something, I tell myself it's for my good to obey it. So obey it and move forward and let God do what he want to do. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 15 and 17. The Bible reads, it says, "The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help." Verse 17, "The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles." Amen. Now, if we live in our life right according to God's word and his standards, we are able to have this blessing that God gives us in this portion of scripture. Amen. When trouble time comes, we could trust in God. We could pray and seek God for his help and for his guidance, for his wisdom. Praise the Lord. And during troubled times, we got to also understand that we shouldn't be making decisions. You know, that's another thing that I was taught earlier on my walk. When troubled time come, don't make a decision about a job or something very important, you know, because during those times, we're not thinking right. We're not seeing correctly. And the only thing we should do is just remain in the things of God and continue to move forward. Amen. By living right, we're able to have the blessings of God upon our lives. Amen. And by living right, we are able not only to please God, but we could be able to be used by God even through troubled times that comes within our lives. Amen. I have another here in my note. It says, "Now, just like Joseph, God wants to pull things out of our lives so that we could go from glory to glory to glory. And obedience is the only thing that will allow us to do that." Amen. I don't want to stay the same. Amen. I want to grow and I want to answer the call of God. And I want to eventually get launched out. I know God has called me to do great things within my life, and it's going to take obedience, and not just obedience, but obedience in the little things. And look to your neighbor and say, little things. Too many of us is missing that in the area of little things. It's very dear to God. You know, when God gives us that command, like I was saying, to pray audibly or to give tithes and our offerings, whatever it may be, we have to learn how to be obedient because God wants to, he's testing us to see if we truly love him. Amen. We can't say that we are people that love God, but we're not doing what he asked us to do. Amen. The Bible says, how can we say we love God that we can't see? But we don't love a person that we see in front of us, amen. The person that God using is the person that we that he's using to grow us and to bring us closer to him, amen. So we can't say we love God if we're not being obedient to him. In other words, amen. Praise the Lord. As I get ready to bring it to a landing, just want us to really be strengthened tonight and to know that when trouble comes within our life, God is going to be on our side. Amen. Like I was saying in the book of Joseph, he went through a lot of things being obedient to God. And trouble is not a pleasing word. When we hear that word trouble, I believe alarming thoughts come into our mind. You know, when we hear about trouble, we're going to always hear about trouble, whatever it may be, from a doctor telling us a bad report about a health issue or financial issues, whatever the case may be. But you and I have the answer for our trouble, and it's found in Jesus Christ. Can I get amen, somebody? So let's continue to stay strong in our walk with God. Let's continue to be those people that God could use even through our troubled time. Let's not be the Christian that serve God only in times when it's good on the mountaintop, but let's be those people that be faithful even more in those valley times when times of trouble come our way. Praise the Lord. As I get ready to close, in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 19. The Bible reads, "The righteous person faced many troubles, but the Lord comes to rescue them each time." You know, like I said, they don't sound pleasing, but we have to understand, if you and I really want to answer the call of God upon our lives, you must accept this fact that trouble is going to come our way. And don't be alarmed when trouble comes you and our way, because trouble is only going to bless us in the long run if we stay moving forward, amen. Trouble is going to grow us, it's going to strengthen us, it's going to give us greater wisdom and understanding of the God that we serve and who we are in Christ, amen. Trouble is what brought you and I to Christ in the first place. Amen. I was a troubled person coming into the things of God. God used trouble to humble me. He used trouble to get me to that place where I called upon his name and turned my life around and surrendered my life to God. Amen. And that's what God wants to do tonight. Some of you out there may not even be saved. And you may be going through trouble in your life. You may be suffering from an addiction. You may be confused. You may be questioning your purpose on earth. Allow God to use that trouble to draw you to him. That's what he did for my life. Many years ago, that trouble that I was in, God used it to get me on my knees, and I cried upon the name of Jesus Christ. And he led me to the ministry called Victory Outreach Milwaukee. And I believe he wants to do the same for you tonight that's out there that's not saved. Amen. Let's choose to be those Christians that will remain even when trouble time comes. Right there where you at, if you could stand to your feet this evening. For those that's here tonight in the sanctuary, can you please stand to your feet? A time to recognize Jesus through trouble. Very simple message, but I believe it's a message that we need to not only hear, but apply to our daily lives. We are able to respond to the message tonight by making an altar call. So right there where you at, you know who you are, you know where you at. I don't have to know who you are, God does. Let's open up our hearts to the Lord this evening and let's seek his face. Amen, that's the worship team play, whatever that's on their heart to play, amen.